Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. And we're making our way through the 20 points homeowners need to know about leaving their home for an extended amount of time. But another aspect of that, if you're leaving your home for the summer, there's a good chance you're going to a second home, a mountain home. And in a lot of those mountain homes, especially in Arizona, you've got a good chance that you're running a not 100% electric home. You've got natural gas piped in or a propane tank set on site that you use to operate water heaters, furnaces, fireplaces. There's even refrigerators that run off of gas, so you don't have to worry about any time that the electric grid is down that you don't have your meats and all of your food go bad. And joining us is David Barrett of Barrett Propane. Thank you for coming down to the fairgrounds this morning.
Thank you for coming up to Prescott.
Always a pleasure. And anytime we're on the road, we like to bring in locals from that area just to help bring all Arizona together. Your family has been in the propane business in Prescott
for a long time.
Do you want to admit how long?
Well, yeah, I haven't been around that. Well, I have been around that long, but I wasn't involved in the company. My grandfather started the propane business here in Prescott in 1960. And, you know, over the years, we've sold companies, started new companies, but we've been continuously in the propane business here since 1960.
So in that case, you probably have a lot of homeowners that we're talking to that are going to be leaving the hotter climates from Tucson, from Casa Grande, from Phoenix, coming up to their mountain home for the summer.
True. There are a lot of people that get out of the heat and come up here to this beautiful mountain air.
Their house has been shut down all winter long. Uh-huh. What do they need to look for before they turn on their stove and cook their first meal or light a fire outside?
Well, you know, the first thing I would do if I was coming up from the valley or anywhere to a mountain home that had propane is rather than walking into the house with a lit cigarette or a torch to find your way around, walk in and sniff. Propane has an odor. It's very distinctive, like natural gas. And if you smell something funny, don't light anything because that system's been sitting for a long time and, you know, things can develop leaks over time. So first, give it the sniff test. Make sure you don't smell propane. If you don't know what propane smells like, get with your propane provider and have him do something that will enable you to figure that out.
Now, there's that rotten egg smell. Is that what they put in the natural gas?
Yeah, it's kind of
separate from that.
It's kind of a rotten egg smell. It's ethyl mercaptan is a chemical. And, you know, we even have scratch and sniff brochures now that we give customers that give a pretty good indication of what that smell is like.
Now, in the case they smell that, first thing they do, check into a hotel and call an expert the next day?
Don't light anything and call your propane provider immediately.
Now, if they're getting there late in the evening, I mean, is there any risk to just, all right, we're not going to do anything, open the windows, we're going to sleep on the floor, it's cool mountain air, or can that create a deadly effect like a carbon monoxide?
If they smell something, don't sleep there. I mean, figure it out, call your provider and have them come check for a leak. When you left at the end of the winter, or whenever you're left, and some people will turn their propane off before they leave. So when you come back up, your system has to be reinitialized. And your propane provider will insist that anytime there's an interruption in service, which means the gas has been turned off, they want to come up and do a complete leak check and pressure test. So if you turn your system off, call your propane provider, give them a heads up, say, hey, I'm going to come up for the season next Thursday. Can you come meet me and get the system going again?
So a best practice is to leave your lines full of that propane, because then you can smell the leak. If it's shut off, anything that's going to leak is just out of that line, not that tank. So you want to be able to smell that? Is that the theory?
Well, there's going to be gas in the line either way. If you turn off the tank, there's still gas in your lines.
But if there's a leak, all that would have been gone by the time you got back.
Correct. But if you turned it off, you're going to have your propane provider come get it going for you, and he'll find that leak.
So let's say it was energized, you know, we left it on the whole winter. Mm-hmm. We come back, we don't smell anything, get all of our pilot lights lit. Is it still worth the time to do the soap and water check around all your critical points?
I would say it's always best to do that if you've been away for a while. I mean, chances are everything's going to be fine. But you know, best practice always says check everything out. Find out the easy way, not the hard way.
And as a propane supplier, is that something that y'all work with your customers ahead of time that, hey, if you give us a notice when you're coming back, we'll make sure everything's in correct operating procedure and you've got a full tank?
Yes. And just give us notice, or whoever your provider is, give us notice. Say we're coming back this week and we'd like to make sure we have a full tank. We'd like you to come out and get the system running again. If it was left on over the winter, because it is a good idea to leave it on, because things freeze up here. And unless you're going to drain all your water pipes and shut off your water, you want to at least leave your thermostat at 55 or so your pipes don't freeze.
Now, somebody that doesn't have propane, but maybe they're coming to the mountains in the Prescott area and they like to support local businesses, you've got your propane tank you're filling up for your barbecue or your grill. You could fill that up. Barrett Propane's tank is at the True Valley Hardware on Miller Valley Road?
We have propane dispensers all over the county. We have it at True Value on Miller Valley Road. We have it at Affinity RV on Willow Creek Road, Affinity RV in Prescott Valley, Roberts Market in Prescott Valley. In Chino Valley, we have Chino Rentals and Ace, and we also have Ace General Hardware in Paulden. So there are a lot of places where you can get Barrett propane through a secondhand distributor.
And a lot of people there that can help. If you smell that gas, don't do anything. Check in a hotel. The $100 you're going to spend that night's going to
save your life.
It's a lot cheaper than your life.
Yeah, anytime you smell gas, even if you're not coming back, if you've been there for 2 or 3 weeks and you smell gas, call your provider. Don't mess with it.
David Barrett of Barrett Propane, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.